Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show. With a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T-Roll, Styles the God, ICE. And if you did know, it's for in case of emergency. And Wild Out Wednesday, it always is. And the traffic controller, the engineer, will keep it score for us. Go DJ! The engineer will keep us together, the super producer, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby! What's the deal, ICE?
What's up, sports world? Wild Out Wednesday and full of fame. We got the hot DJ Buck. With my man, L, Big the Boogie, Raw, T. Rizzy, and Style the God. What's up, fellas?
OG, what the deal, baby?
Ready to wild out, man. It is Wild Out Wednesday. It's what we do about this time, man. Not only is they talking, they watching us.
My.
You know what I always good. Say about this time, fellas? Let's go.
It's crazy. As soon as you said let's go, we heard Bean say apply full court pressure. And the pressure is mounting. And the pressure is on. Not only in the world, but in the sports world. Let's give a shout out to all the sports organizations in Minnesota for taking the night off Monday due to the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright. He was 20 years old in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. And what's ironic about it, 10 miles away from the trial of Derek Chauvin for killing George Floyd. Now, it's been 3 nights of protests. And I just want to ask you, ICE first. Oh, Kimberly. Oh, Potter. Potholes in my line. A 26-year veteran, 48 years old. She resigned. She's facing 10 years and $20,000 conviction if convicted. ICE, what's your thoughts on what happened in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota?
Wow, man. I guess people just don't get it, man. You know, I'm appalled that it's 10 miles away from the incident where the biggest trial is going on right now in the world, and you still don't get it. And the one thing I'm really shocked about is that being a 26-year veteran, that you don't know the difference between a taser gun and a Glock, okay? I don't take no rocket scientist to know what that. So that being said, man, whatever she gets, man, is going to be deserving. She said it was an accident. She thought it was a taser gun, but, you know, who does that, man? You know, he didn't have no weapon. He was fighting off the officers trying to get away. But again, a Glock and a taser, man, it don't take a rocket science to realize what it is. I think she did it on purpose. I may be wrong, but I'm just sick of this, man. I mean, she should have knew better. She should have personally knew in her head, like, we cannot have another incident like this again. And come on, man. So they programmed different or something, man. I don't know what to tell you, but it's not right, man. And I'm not going to go on believing that, thought that was a taser gun. And you got these, you've been on the force for 26 years. You're president of the union. You know what I'm saying? So you got clout. You know, you've been there, you know. So whatever happened to her, man, I have no sympathy for her or whoever. You know, some got to start. It got to start with, got to start now, you know. So I'm just appalled by it, man. I still can't believe it, man. And if it's a female who did it too, it's like, wow, they don't care, man. They don't care. See, they don't care either. So that's where I'm stuck at right now. What do you think, L Mix?
I'm going to ask OG the Buck because he the OG. And, you know, pre-production, we've all of us been talking about the Dream Team. So, OG the Buck, what's your thoughts of this, you know, alleged murder of a young 20-black-year-old kid in Minnesota who he called his mother and said, they're pulling me over because of I have incense in the rearview mirror. He talked to his mother, and guess what his mother said? Say, and this is black men in America, quote unquote, on Good Morning America. Dante is scared of police. Why should we be scared of the police? We're running from the police. And that may be the reason why. But OG the Buck, what's your thoughts?
You know, man, out of respect for Dante Wright, I'm going to get it some play on my ride. But it's just meaningless. It's just I'm just so sick and tired of it. You know, it's sad. I mean, we treat it like nothing, fellas. I mean, I go back to my friend that's been murdered by the police. One of my guys, Stephen Moore, was shot in the car trying to bag out his driveway. This is in the 80s, the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. This is in the 90s. George Floyd, I mean, it's meaningless, it's senseless. I do have Steve Nash a clip, if you wouldn't mind me playing that real quick, but what you think?
Listen to what Steve Nash's words were. This is my take. Listen to what Steve Nash had to say, world, and I'm going to say what I have to say. Listen to what Steve Nash had to say. OG the Buck, drop it for the world.
More tragedy. More senseless tragedy. Heartbreaking for everyone, I think, I hope, to be in a civilization that behaves this way. I can't imagine what it's like to be African American, to be an African American parent. You know, it's unacceptable. You know, it's devastating to put yourself in their shoes, and it's devastating just to be a part of it. We're all a part of this community, civilization, culture, and you know, it's the same thing over and over again. And people are losing their lives for no reason, and it's been happening for hundreds of years, and we're still here in 2021. So it's a tough time. It's a tough time for basketball to be at the forefront, and but at the same time, we have to move forward and you know, take care of our responsibilities in amidst you know such a devastating situation.
There you have it. There you have it. Did you hear what Steve Nash said? He can't imagine being African American right now. And this is a white young man from Canada. Oh, my goodness, man. When will it stop? When will it stop? And I'm going to say this before we go to break. I think that at some point, because I keep saying this, these other officers that was with Derek Chauvin, they are getting off. What about when you watch 48 and a kid make a mistake just like that lady did and they give him life and he just went to go rob somebody? Not saying what he did was right, but they give him life. And what they get a friend, they get him life too. Why? Because you're with him. The other cops should be on the same charges as Derek Chauvin. And I'm like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that. It's the Streets of Talk, it's Forrest Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. When we come back, oh my, some NFL. Sure, hey, Jalavion Clowney signs with the Browns. Are the Browns contenders now? We're going to talk about the black quarterback in the NFL. It's Steve Nash said it. So imagine you having to play that position, the hardest in the world. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Roll out Wednesday. Let's go.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and
keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
keep getting these opportunities to show our worth. We gotta make change some type of way. Keep having these sacrificial situations where we don't do nothing. Youngest is losing their lives. BLM matters. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. If you missed the show, get with us on blogtalkradio.com. Category sports search box. That's DA, the Streets is Talking. And listen to this, world. We come to you every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you get with us. Keep supporting us. Callers, I know the cue hot. I know you ready to wild out. You're banging on the bars. I know you're ready to get in the asylum. You know what I mean? But when change going to come? And we're going to talk about the NFL when we cover quick hits real quick. But why is it guys like Cam Newton were scrutinized harder than others? Now Justin Fields. I mean, Lamar Jackson. Why are these guys having all these red flags going into the draft? And, I mean, Justin Fields played in two national championship games just as many as Trevor Lawrence did. Why can't he be two? But I'm just going to go to you first, Ice. Why do you think this is going on in the NFL?
You know what? For the life of me, I don't know. And we have some great quarterbacks, black quarterbacks from that I can recall, from Warren Moon to Randall Cunningham. Warren Moon was he wasn't even drafted. He was in the Canadian football, shattering the records. Then they discovered him. Then he came to the league and shattered records over here. Okay. Randall Cunningham, you know, he thought he was just an athlete, turned out to be one of the greatest quarterbacks to come in the league. But at this age right now, man, the stage of people, the owners, you know, who owns the team, you know, they could be having great years in college, man, a la Deshaun Watson. You know, his 2 years in college, no one's going to duplicate that, man. And he goes number 15, 16, and you pick a guy named Mitch Trubisky, which I know, he's a local guy. But come on, man. You know, so I don't know if it's just, you know, owners don't want black guys to be in charge of the organization, run the organization. Jamie Winston came in, was one of the latter quarterbacks to come in, really like a true black guy, came in and, threw some touchdowns and threw a whole lot of interceptions, you know. And I just don't know if the owners trust these black quarterbacks to run their organization. You know, you got Pat Mahomes. He got a black father and a white mother. Dak Prescott the same. So you got quarterbacks that's, you know, the true African American quarterbacks. You don't get a lot of them that's going, you know, first pick. Justin Fields should easily be a first, a number one or number two pick this year. But he has fell all the way down to the sixth best quarterback in the draft, which I don't understand. So I just think the owners don't want a black quarterback to be in charge of the organization moving forward, you know, unless you just some guy just stand out, you know what I'm saying, big time. I'm trying to figure that out. What about you, Styles?
You guys know I'm very into the, you know, the black Lives Matter. I love it. This is something that I love to talk about. But I want to give you guys a little information that I have on this topic, okay? Now, up until 2017, fellas, all 32 teams had started a black quarterback in at least one game. That didn't happen until 2017, where all 32 teams in the NFL had started a black quarterback at least in one game. Okay, so let me just let y'all know that. And at the time, it was 75% of the NFL was black, but only 20% of the quarterbacks were black. Okay? And the last 10 drafts, fellas, out of 35 quarterbacks, 11 was black. So basically what I'm trying to say is a lot of these owners are still old school. They're still old money. They still go by these old – they still running their NFL teams like what it was back in the day. They want to be able to invite their quarterback to dinner with them, out to meetings with them, to these billionaire meetings. They don't want to have their quarterback be our color, minority color, and invite them to dinners because they can't relate to those guys, okay? So we have to understand that these billionaire owners, their quarterbacks are the franchise. That's who they market the most. That's who they put everything into, the most money into. These are the ones they want at the meetings, these are the ones that they want talking for them because they want them to look like them, fellas. This is what we're never going to be able to get over that until the ownership passes it down to their kids, to new generations, which they were raised a little bit different, seeing things a little bit different. As long as we still got these old school owners in these NFL teams, fellas, they're going to still want that person that looks like them, that dresses like them, and that acts like them, and that eats what they eat, okay? No matter if the minority quarterback is the best quarterback in the NFL today, excluding Tom Brady. He's still playing, but besides Tom Brady, the next four quarterbacks are black in my eyes. And knowing all that, they still don't care because, like I said, they want to be able to make money with you. They want to be able to advertise you the way they want to see their golden boy. That's my take.
Streets!
Tell you what. One thing for sure. For an example, he couldn't be denied Cam Newton. They tried to talk about his Heisman. They tried to say this. Lamar Jackson, they wanted him to play flanker. They thought he should be a slot guy. And what you said, Ice, about all of a sudden now Justin Fields dropping to maybe not only the sixth quarterback taken off the board, but sliding down to maybe eight. I mean, I don't get
that. No, Kuiper got him going 10 to New England. Kuiper got him New England trading up and getting him at 10. That's the crazy part, too. I don't get that either.
I think he should. I hope. I mean, me personally, I think he should be off the board with the Jets. That's just me. But he should be no lower than three. But let's get to the next quick hitter. Let me ask you this. Styles the God. You're in the land. The Cleveland Browns, the streets is talking. They just signed Jadeveon Clowney to a one-year deal. What do you think is going to happen with the Browns now? Contenders or pretenders?
They are contenders, guys. Now, this is what I do want to say, okay? And I do want to throw this stat out there. Without OBJ, the Cleveland Browns are 10-2 without OBJ, okay? With OBJ, they are a 500 ball club. And without OBJ, Baker Mayfield only threw 19 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. With OBJ, his interception ratio is higher than touchdown ratio, okay? And knowing that, I have a top 5 receiver, so-called, still hyped up, top 5 wide receiver. I'm going to trade him and get some trade bait for him and bring in 2 more pieces on offense for that one guy, okay, to make us more potent. But they are contenders. They are contenders. They have to figure out that OBJ situation, though. That's why I was saying.
Ooh, Streets, ICE, should they trade OBJ? Are they contenders, pretenders?
What Stephen A. say on his show? What's his favorite line? Stay off the weed, man. Take that to somebody. Take it. Y'all get it, bud. I can take a head myself. I love OBJ. Out OBJ, the Browns will not win a Super Bowl on our offense unless they get somebody that's just a fan who can make plays like OBJ. But right now, this team is good enough to get it to the Super Bowl this year.
You make a trade, you get a first-round pick for OBJ, and you draft the boy, the Heisman Trophy winner, Smith, right? And then you go get another wide receiver free agent, and now you got 3, Landry, the Heisman Trophy winner, and somebody else that goes with him. That's more potent than just OBJ and Landry. That's all I'm saying. Not to cut you off. Go ahead. I just wanted to put that out there.
But I like the receivers that we already got. You know what I'm saying? That the third and fourth receivers, man. Hodges, Hollywood. We got some receivers that's pretty nice. I like Smith coming. That sounds great, but if Odell Beckham comes back healthy, him and his boy, best friend, Jarvis Landry, he's still going to be at his best. I would love for him to get a Super Bowl with the Browns because right now he's not the guy no more. He's not that guy. He's one of the players now. So he understands his role is to go. I watch every snap of the game, and we be needing a receiver on that wing that can go. And I don't know if people have the same speed, but I have been watching his workouts, man. And he's been working out hard, man. So if he don't even be back until, maybe the 5th game of the year, I'll go with that. But it's a Super Bowl or a bust for me, period. You know, with Clowney on the edge. Yeah, he didn't have no sacks last year, but he did have 22 pressures. Was ranked second tied with Arnold and Bosa. Garrett was number 1 at 24 pressure, so maybe he was getting double teamed a lot. Clowney was last year in those 10 games, so maybe he'll be freed up, and maybe there'll be some sacks now. So I think it's gonna be fun to see. But there's no excuse this year, man. But Odell Beckham, regardless, we should win a Super Bowl. But we need a big time receiver on that edge to go deep. And if Smith can't do it, or the LSU receiver. Man, I'm sticking with Odell Beckham, man. I'm not going to mess this up. We need defense first. Odell, Landry, Hollywood, Peoples, the tight end. We ready, baby. It's a Super Bowl or bust. You heard it from me today. What do you think?
I'm going to say this. Mr. Clowney, 32 career sacks, 0 in 14, 4.5 in 2015, 6 in 16. In 2017, he had his most, 9.5. 2018, 9, and last year, 3. And like you said, maybe because he was double-teamed a lot, when in, you know, in Houston with Watt being out, he was probably getting double-teamed. So now, this is a good thing for both parties. He can show his worth, and then maybe Cleveland will sign him long-term. But he needs this because you're the number one draft pick, and I know you had them pressures, but let's be honest, guys. You go to the Hall of Fame and Pro Bowls on what? Sacks. So you're going to have to get at least 15 sacks, man, this year. And on paper ice, I can see the AFC Championship game, and from there, anybody can win. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, who you saying – you think Connor gonna get 15 sacks? No way. You said who? Myles Garrett?
I'm talking Klein because listen, you can move him around. You're gonna move him around, both guys. So it's gonna be a lot of times where he can show his worth going one on one. You're gonna blitz sometimes. He's gonna be coming off the edge or in the middle, so you can do a lot of things with him and Myles Garrett out there together. Two former number one overall draft picks playing together. Let's see. So I'm looking at between 12 and 15 sacks for Clowney. He has to show up. That's the only way the Browns get to the Super Bowl is if he has 15 sacks.
No way.
That's a good number, Ice.
Man.
He better on the other side of Myles Garrett getting doubled and he gets constant one-on-one and he gets $10 million. He better get 10 sacks. Yeah, he better get a sack for each million.
But J.J. Watt never got that many sacks.
He better get a sack for each million he got. He got $10 million. He better get 10 sacks or better.
It's the streets.
But J.J. Watt, I know he ain't gonna get it in his best day. He's not gonna get it in his latter day. He's been hurt.
Hold on, guys.
We gotta go to break. We up against it. We gotta get to the break. We gonna keep jabbing. We gonna quit. You gotta go back to your respective corner. When we come back, we gonna talk about the NBA. Ben Simmons took a jab at the Nets, and Jamal Murray, Marley Marl, my guy, he's out for the year. Where does that leave the Denver Nuggets? It's the Streets. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. All right, Ace Dante Wright, let's go.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
We got to fight the power, that's me. Algorithms designed to bounce with health and set the rhyme. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to bump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, because we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
Let's get down to business, mental self-defense or fitness.
So rush the show. You got to tell the world to know
to make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
power. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, it's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got Styles the God, T-Roll, ICE, and my man's in them. We're keeping it hype. And we got us wildin' with the music, the traffic controller, OG the fuck. We in the building, baby. We got to fight the powers that be. Shout out to
what
Dante
do,
White Man and his family. With the deal.
What the hell going on in Wisconsin? I mean, excuse me, in Minnesota. I need to move to Minnesota.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Is that what we need to do? Do the streets need to move to India, move to Minnesota? Because I just need to know, man. yeah, we moving
man,
everywhere, sir. Damn it. We the streets.
Shout out to Dante Wright and his family, man. He was 20 years old, gunned down by old Kim Potter, man, 26-year veteran, 48 years old. She's looking to face 10 years and $20,000 fine if convicted. So we've been talking about why so much scrutiny when it comes to draft approaching. There is always something about the black quarterback. Why no red flags on Trevor Lawrence? He didn't look so well in his last game against Old State. Why did his stock did not rise? You're good as your last game. Justin Fields, okay, not too well against Alabama. But he had 6 touchdowns against Clemson. And who played for Clemson? Trevor Lawrence. I don't get it.
If you actually look at Justin Fields' game against Alabama, Pop, he played pretty good. They just lost. Right? But he played pretty good.
We also,
say, man,
we also been
don't
talking
be
about
on the
signing.
Boy, like a girl.
We also been talking about the signing of Jadeveon Clowney with the Browns. Does that put them right up just below the Kansas City Chiefs? Did that put them over the top?
Is that what y'all talking
Bowl.
About now on the show?
ICE said it's Super Bowl or bust. I just said, let's just take another step. Just get to the NFC Championship. But we'll see. Okay. Now, we're talking NBA. And the other night, on national TV against the Golden State Warriors, Jamal Murray tears his ACL. They were fourth in the West. So, T-Row, where does the Nuggets go from here? Are they still one of the teams that can maybe get at least to the Western Conference Finals without Jamal Murray?
Not without Jay Murray, okay? Okay, I like Joker. I like the addition of Aaron Gordon. I love it. But, man, it ain't no way in hell you coming out the West without that guy. When he went down the other night, man, if y'all didn't feel it, it's something wrong with y'all. Ain't never played sports. Because when that boy went down, you knew the sniper was it. I was looking for the sniper. It ain't even no fans in the stand. Where the sniper at? Where he come from? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you have an injury like that, man, I hate to see a young player like Jamal Murray go down like that, man. It was just like an AD injury. It was just like a KD injury. When you saw it happen, you're like, no, no. When you saw Kobe go, oh, no, don't do it. Oh, say it ain't so. But, man, when things like this happen, yeah, it's sad. But I don't think that Denver, where they are right now, being fourth, man.
Hello? What'd you say, DB?
What happened to T-Row?
Oh, he went out?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think about Jamal Murray going down. Let me tell you what I think. I think
my
they
fault.
What they thought they were with him in the game, okay? They wasn't going to win with him in the game, So he needed a rest. Okay, the kid, he's been going hard since the double. Okay, that's strain and wear and tear on the young man's body. The young man's been playing basketball, like, just month after month. He didn't really get a break, okay? There's not really another guard there to give him a break, so he's playing heavy minutes. He is him and Joker. The ball is in their hands down the stretch. They're getting the last 8 minutes of every fourth quarter. They're playing. If it's an overtime game, they're playing the whole overtime, okay? That's wear and tear on the young man. But in saying that, they wasn't going to win with him. So give him a rest. He need a break, okay? That's what's going to happen. That's my take.
ICE, what do you think about the Nuggets? Will they fall out of the playoffs? Will they contend still without old Marley Marl?
Yeah, they, you know, players will step up like Michael Porter Jr. should get more shots. The Joker will get more shots. Aaron Gordon will get more shots. But they got a guy by the name of Willie Barton who can go one-on-one with anybody. He just as a scorer, you know what I'm saying, who can get buckets. But they'll probably fall out of fourth place, the fifth or sixth, and they'll hold on to probably 6 feet. We still got the Joker now. And like I said, these guys will get up more shots now. But they won't make it to the conference final. Won't be no more seven-game wonders, knocking people off in seven games coming back. So those days are over with. But they will make the playoffs. But they will not even sniff the conference finals without Jamal Murray. One of the best one-on-one players in the league. I do know the bubble has put a strain on him from the championship, all those games, one seven-game series, and then, you know, coming right back into the season again. It's wear and tear on your body for 10 months, 11 months. You're just constantly playing basketball. So I understand why they take some days off right now until they get their body back into the right groove. But for now, though, a lot of players will start getting hurt if they don't take care of their bodies. But Denver will not get past the first round going forward. But they will make the playoffs, though.
Y'all know what I'm saying. It's over now. Come on, Boo Meeks. What's in your cup? What you think, Boo Meeks? It's over? Denver making it? They about to roll over.
No, Denver ain't making it. Instead of Denver Nuggets, they're going to be chicken nuggets with barbecue sauce on it. They're going to be straight barbecue chicken nuggets. Give me a six-piece and make it a 20 because the coach is getting 8-2. So without Jamal Murray, it is a wrap for the Nuggets. They'll make the playoffs, but it's going to be hell every game for those guys moving forward. But I want to ask you first, Styles the God. Your boy, Ben Simmons, took a shot at the Nuggets, man. Took a shot at the Nets. And he said this. I want to ask your opinion on this. He said, guess what he said? We're going for the champs, the Lakers. They were the ones who won the championship, so you got to get a respect to them. Obviously, the Brooklyn Nets have a lot of talent, but at the end of the day, there's only one ball, and you got to play defense too. Styles of God, what do you think about that shot? Blah, to the Nets, man.
Ben Simmons, the NBA had lifted the THC testing, so I think he had just got done burning one with a filter tip on that mug. You heard? Because if they come down to Philly and Brooklyn, Ben Simmons, he ain't shot a three ball all his whole career. So he ain't got enough buckets to beat them. They ain't got enough buckets over there to see the Brooklyn Nets. So he better He better sit back and keep enjoying them infused raps he woofing down. Because that's the only thing he going to be doing. Once he finishes the Brooklyn Nets, he's going to be home. He's going to roll something up because he's stressed out about the ball just keep going through the hole. That's my
streak. ICE. Shout out to my man, BJ Bolden, man. My man, I hope you want to get in the asylum, my man BJ out there in the land. But go ahead, ICE. What do you think about that shot to Ben Simmons?
Man, I am over here watching the game now. It's 34-32, Philly, with 11 minutes to go in the game. And Kyrie's almost perfect from the field. And DeAndre Jordan has 11 rebounds and 6 points, all 3 out of you monster dunks, okay? And it's 34-32. And Ben Simmons has 1 dunk, passed up a 3, 2 threes. Ben Simmons, again, Stephen A. Smith, stay off the weed. Man, come on, you tripping, Ben. Don't add no fuel to this fire right here, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be ugly right now. I'm looking at this game right now, like, and they just, they tired right now. So the game is hard. It's 30 points, 25 points, and it's 11 assists come back, and Durant's 30 and 10 and 10 from Blake and Aldridge. Unless Philly turn on second half of this game, man, it's gonna be a wrap with them too. It's an easy no brainer, man. Vince, just stay in your lane, man, and keep on getting those
monster content.
Rebounds and assists, and at least try 1 3-pointer or 1 mid range free jumper, and then you can talk to me, please. Yeah, just take 1 mid-range jumper and 1 3 per game. And then we can talk a little bit. Man, stop it, man.
T-Rizzy, what you think about that shot by Ben Simmons, man?
Stupid. Why would you do that? You got a guy averaging 30. You got another guy averaging 28. And the guy that does the most damage to you ain't even playing. So why would you even open your mouth and talk about one ball? Did you forget about the additions that they added on to their squad? Just like STG just said, just like ICE just said, man, stop it. You know what time it is, man, when them Nets get to jumping off. The Nets will have no Nets on the rim when them boys get fired up. So please, Ben Simmons, cool your heels, player. I dig you want to give the respect to the big dog, the Kang, and Mr. AD because they are the reigning champs. But, man, you got to make it out of the East before you even get to the West. So, man, please stop it. Boo Mix, what you got, player?
In the name, and I'm going to say it again, man, shout out to my man also, DMX. And DMX said it best. Learn how to put the weed in the bag first, then get money.
Be missing the bag.
You got to come out the East first before you get to the Lakers, baby. What's wrong with you? I don't get it. Like Meek Mill says, it's levels to this. Come on. So, Ben, I understand you play real good defense, but you can't guard all 5 guys by yourself. So
who gonna stop Kyrie? Because I hope he don't plan on sticking Kyrie.
Right. So it's gonna be very interesting down the stretch. They're both tied 37-17 with the best record in the East. But Ben, I really think you need to, you know, listen to my man DMX, man. Go watch Belly. You know what I mean? It's the streets. When we get back, man, we're going to see if we can get our mans in there, Philly Phil. Philly Phil, we got you, baby. BJ, let us know, man. You want to get on, man. Fly me that kite.
We wildin' out. It's Wild Out Wednesday. When we come back, we get into the asylum. It's hot. Give us a call, 515. What's the rest, man? What's the rest, man? 9-6-0. Go ahead, OG the Buck.
605-935-0. I'm working the board. 515-605-935-0. Call
there
in.
There we go.
Wednesday, Saturday. We rockin' DMX and Armor DMX.
Hey,
rest in peace. Let's go.
You want it? Come and get it. Took it, then we split it. Damn right we did it. What the F you gon' do when we run up on you? Messing with the wrong crew. Don't know what we going through. I have to choke, how easily we blow. Let me find out there's some more that's running with dope. Nothing we can't handle, break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle, just cause I can't stand it. Put my spool tapes, like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight, and you haven't met the apes.
Stop, drop, shut them down, over them, stop.
Be crazy, stop acting like a baby. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how killers get down. Watch my killers spit round. Make you suckers get round. Just for talking crap. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Whatever, dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that green. Rob niggas over me. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave, my home is the cave. And yo, I'm a slave to my home is the grave. I'm a poor paper, it's all about the paper. Chickens caught the vapors and now they wanna rape us.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Get at me, dog, and I rips. But this one here, I flips. Cause you can know when I kick. Gonna be some fix. What was that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore. Cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Now it's time for bed. Two more to the head. Got the floor in. Yeah, that maggot's dead. Another unsolved mystery. It's going down in history. Because they never did to me. Because they can't get to me. Got to make a move. Got a point to prove. Gotta make them groove, got them all like ooh. So to the next time, you hear this dog rhyme. Try to keep your mind, don't get in crime.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
You ready? You ready, Wall? Let's go. It's the streets, it's talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Wild Out Wednesday. Woo! From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie T. Rose Styles, the guy, ICE, and my man's in there. Woo! You see me hit that DMX? My man's in there. That's your man. That's your man. Ah! OG the Buck. We've been talking
that's
about
your man.
The, once again, fatal shooting of 20-year-old African-American by police brutality, Dante Wright, man. We've been talking about the scrutiny of the black QB in the NFL. Why? Why when draft time comes, it's always red flag? We've been talking about the signing of Mr. Clowney. Is he going to clown for the Brown? We've been talking about Ben Simmons, his verbal jab against the Nets. And, oh, man, the Denver Nuggets. I think they're going to be chicken nuggets now. They're barbecue chicken. Put them on the grill. But barbecue chicken, the Nuggets, man. We're going to turn them into nuggets. I hate to say it. My man Marley Marl is out.
But let's get to the asylum. First caller, all-time listener, all-time caller. Our man's down in Alabama. But he's from the land. Philly Phil, you in the building, baby. What's the deal?
Drink Ting, what it is.
What's up, baby?
Philly Phil. So, look, check this out, right? First things first, I want to address this Jamal Murray. I'm going down from least important to most important. Murray, they dead on arrival. Ain't nothing going on without Jamal Murray. You forget about it. It ain't. They'd be lucky to get out the first round, depending on who their opponent. You know what I mean? Jamal Murray, that's a huge piece. You ain't no replacing that. Ben Simmons. Boogie, that line you just dropped literally made me laugh out loud. Put the weed in the bag first, then get money, man. hey, you said it perfect. But in saying that, I do believe that's the only team in the East that can beat New Jersey. I mean, beat Brooklyn. That's the only team I think can beat them. Because they got the one player on their roster who I don't think Brooklyn, well, nobody got an answer for him, but they especially don't because they just don't have no big man. But Joel Embiid is really a problem, man. Like, seriously. Joel Embiid a problem. I mean, you could almost make an argument that it ain't been a more talented big dude. He right up there, talent-wise, for sure. Jadeveon Clowney. Now, it ain't no secret. I'm diehard. Love my home team. I'm pumping the brakes on this one. I'm going to tell you why. Because, man, we done all watched enough football to know. Don't nothing else matter, man. 16-game season, playoffs, whatever. Health is the primary thing, man. I don't give a damn what the name is or how good he is. If he ain't healthy, he can't. This guy's injured annually, man. You know what I mean? So I can't. I'm excited, but I got to pump the brakes on the expectations, man. Like, because dude might go out week one. And bum my ankle, anything, man. We gon' I don't have a lot of faith in it right now. I got to see how it play out. The potential exciting, you know what I mean? What could play out, but I got to see it happen, especially with this guy who, like, injured perennial annually, man. Every year he hurt. Dante Wright situation. Hey, man. I don't know about y'all, but I think it's just at a point where, man, folks just tired of being tired now. Like, hold on a damn minute, man. Like, hold it. And I think what make it even worse in some ways, man, is for this particular community, you know, right there in Minnesota where, you know, 10 miles from, you know, where you got the Chauvin thing going on, it make it sting a little bit more. Like, damn. You know, they just don't get it. You know, they gonna do what they want to do up that way. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I feel like, you know, you had, like, people talking about, you know, the police stars and the captain, whoever the hell he was, talking about, well, you know, I feel like, you know, my officer accidentally discharged his weapon. We ain't going to even get into the dynamics of a taser versus a fucking Glock. We'll just leave that part out for now. You know what I mean? I think that's pretty obvious. I think, man, you got certain jobs, professions out here, careers, you know, where the standard for transparency, responsibility, and accountability got to be higher than others. You feel what I'm saying? And, like, I think of, like, three off the top of my head, you know, a pilot. Can you be a shitty pilot? Do you want to get on a plane with a shitty pilot? I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? A doctor, surgeon, Do you want to go some, you know, some doctor with all kind of malpractice lawsuits and shit again? No, you don't. You know what I'm saying? A police officer. Who, how, somebody, those three professions right off the top of my head.
Okay.
You know, the standard for transparency, responsibility, accountability should be higher. You know what I mean? So let's just, before I go, let me play devil's advocate just for a quick second. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. We know it's bullshit, but for the sake of argument, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay, it was an accident. Well, guess what? This particular job title you hold, and like the other three I mentioned, you know, the other two I mentioned, I mean, you literally have people's lives in your hands, man. You know what I'm saying? The level, the standard for accountability, transparency, response, it got to be higher. So for the sake of argument, Ms. Potter, we know it's bullshit, but just for the sake of argument, that was an accident. Let's say it was an accident. Okay, fine. You still got to be held accountable for that, man. Like, it don't matter. We don't give a damn about it being an accident. We all got partners, I'm sure, who accidentally shot that nigga who ain't never coming home again. And the rent. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's the excuse or the rationale you using, then I'm looking for a few of my dudes to be home in a minute. Who've been gone for a long time. Like, that can't be the my fault, oops, it was an accident, is no defense for somebody whose job, you know, requires that level of transparency and accountability, man. You got a pistol in your hand. You got people's lives in your hand. Full stop. The bar needs to be higher. So for the sake of argument, all right, it was an accident. We understand. You still got to go. You got to be held criminally accountable, man, is what I'm saying. Fuck all these lawsuits where you're giving somebody's family some money. That's fine, whatever. I'm talking about criminal accountability, man. These folks got to start going to prison, period. End of story. Anything less is unfucking acceptable, flat out. That's my take on the day, fellas.
Straight.
Philly Phil, I agree. Because when a young man, like I said, I didn't say it was right, but when a young man,
they created the situation, that's still
right.
No excuse, period.
Right. So he has to be accountable. So I feel just like on First 48, they should be held accountable as well, the same way. Man, we appreciate it. Let me ask you one last question, Philly Phil. We talked about the NFL and the black quarterback and how they are getting scrutinized. What do you think about this moving forward?
I think this is systemic. It's long going, ongoing. And even a clean-cut brother who won a ring like Russell Westbrook can't even change the narrative. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nothing changes this narrative about it. You got Russell Westbrook who is like, you know, the poster boy.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Russell Wilson, who like the poster boy for the black quarterback, stand-up guy, beautiful family, you know, nice, neat, clean cut, that still don't change the narrative for us. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nothing changes. The bottom line is, and this is a hard truth, people might not like it, they feel as though black quarterbacks are mentally incapable of the fucking job. Bottom line. Period. End of story.
Streets. Man, we appreciate your Philly Phil keeping it real. Woo wee. Man, you
appreciate
wild out today, Phil. Man.
I was heated today. Appreciate the platform, as always.
Man. Thank you, Phil, man. Blessing is blessed. Blessed love.
One.
And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets! When we get back, you know what time it is, world. We got to give you the big dummy of the day, and I think you already know who that's going to be.
tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We wildin' now. Let's go.
Yeah, turn that shit off. Cause I love to hear you cussing at me. Like, ooh, shit, baby, too deep. You never felt.
To the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. They turning corners with the streets. Man, listen to us every Wednesday. We wild out 7 p.m. Eastern time. Saturdays 10 a.m. Eastern time. I'm your host, L Boogie, the Dream Team, man. We hot. Styles of God, T-Ro, ICE. And man, you hear it, he gonna have you bumping your head, turning them corners too. OG the Buck. Oh yeah. See, it's that time of the show. And callers, please stay on the line, cause this is the best part of the show to me, man. Yo, ICE, it's that time, man. It's in the case of emergency. You got the dummy of the day.
Wow, man. Sad to say this though, man. On a sad occasion. But Kim Potter, who's been on the force for 28 years, she's been the president of the union, and you pull out a gun, thinking it's a taser. And you've been on the force this long, and you don't know the difference between a taser and a Glock. There has to be a problem. So you got to be the dummy of the day for murdering this young man. So, man, Kim Porter, you are my Potter. You're my dummy of the day for sure.
He's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, yeah. Kim Potter, potholes in your line. You the dummy of the day. T Rizzy, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
T Rizzy ain't in the Uber, bum.
Oh man, he left without letting us know, huh? Styles the guy, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
He texts us. Yeah. Big shout out to the Dream Team. Oh my fellas. Bring me in. Oh, you the buck. That's see how he brought me in right there. That's why I'm shouting out the Dream Team today. He just a master of everything we do. We just can die. He brought it in nice and smooth. Y'all heard that? It said, as soon as I started talking, that's that dude, man. Oh, you the buck. Dude, I love you. Pop Duke, L Boogie. You know, to the world. I love him. ICE, breaking the glass all the time, baby. Got the stats on any Cleveland team, any Cleveland player in the building, baby. ICE. And even though he stopped to get some gas and hop out the car, like put the glass some wrap, he Rizzy. Shout out. Let's get it. Yeah.
OG the Buck, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Wayne, shout out. Ice, give me your shout out.
Oh, ICE. ICE, you got your shout outs together?
Oh, man. Oh, man. And shout out to the Dream Team, baby. As always, Tom, Cool, and Contexto. Shout out to God. Right? The team is busy with the time. And that's all, baby. The man who keeps it hot and funky. You still always keep the boy down in the barrel. Boy, fuck that just told me. With the greatest MC, it's like the B.L. Boogie. Hey, man. Hey. Okay, guys. I love to pick up with them. But I'm not going to go crazy over him right now.
Street! OG the Buck. Any shout outs before we get out of here?
Most definitely, man. I want to shout out Billy Fields for always coming with the funk. So we call him Billy Field of Funk. I want
Funk
to appreciate my man BJ Philly. Right. I want to shout out my man BJ Bowden, man, who following us, man, who riding with us with his family. Appreciate the support, man. All the callers that did not get in. I see Fed out there, my man Cole, Dale, Black Cuddy. Cuddy, we got to get you in, Cuddy. I know you're a Bronx fan. You got to want to talk about these Cavs, too, man. I want to shout out the Dream Team. SDG, ICE, D-Rowe, my man Boogie. Man, I appreciate the platform, man. I appreciate the support from all y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, my guys. All the calling in, too. Everybody across the country, across the world. Do one thing for OG the Buck. Picture me wrong.
I want to give a shout out to blogtalkradio.com for giving us this platform. And if you want to go back and listen to us to the podcast, get with us. Blogtalkradio.com. Category Sports. Search box. SDA. The Streets is Talking. We on live 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Wednesdays 10 a.m. Saturdays. Man, I want to give a shout-out to the Dream Team, Style the Guy, ICE, T-Row, OG the Buck, I'm Boogie. I love y'all. Don't forget, keep inspiring me. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
We with you.
Change your color.
I forgot the DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me up? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mocha, Mopin. Sad dog, I'm tired. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
Street!
Green Road. Oh. 5 points off the level, that's cool.